And so let's begin just becoming aware of your breathing. Noticing it for a few moments. Taking these moments to appreciate your breath. Taking three big, deep breaths. As deeply as you can. And as you begin to release and let go, these are the breaths that do signal that it is time now to go within. And as your normal, natural breathing begins to occur, imagining a sense that a gentle, warm, balmy breeze wafts around your body, around your head, neck and shoulders. And as with every breath, the breeze continues to move gently around your body. And so do you, gently and easily, begin to release, let go, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. And across the upper back, circling around through the chest. Just this warm, nurturing feeling as the breeze continues to just comfort you down both arms, hands, and fingers. You release, you let go, and adjust letting go now. And with every breath, maybe even wondering, are you breathing the breeze or is the breeze breathing you? With every breath, the breeze continues circling around through the mid-back, chest, every breath taking you deeper and deeper, the gentle sensations of the warm, balmy breeze. As it continues around through the lower back, circling around through your abs, releasing, letting go, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. The breeze continues moving around your body, thighs, knees, calves, ankles, through your feet. And with every breath, completely, thoroughly comfortable, calm, at ease. At 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, and deep sleep. And now in calm comfort and knowing that the imagination door is already open now. And suppose there was such a thing as a garden that was a secret safe haven for someone. Only they knew it was there. Now that could be interesting. especially if that someone had the only key to get into the secret garden. What might that be like? Having a key to a secret garden. Thinking about how it could offer some imagining and wondering. Like what it might be like there in the secret garden, how it might feel to be comfortable in the center of it all, where no one could interrupt, just private, alone time. A space in beauty and tranquility. And naturally, thinking about all this causes the senses to wander. The garden taking shape and form as imagining what could be there. And when the key is found, maybe somewhere in a pocket or somewhere around the garden gate, inserted into the lock. And now with one click, everything seems to come alive freely. It all arises, senses heightened, imagining and allowing for images that perhaps even form a sense of a circular labyrinth path to the center of the garden. And what's it like there? Moving through the garden on the path. How might that go? Taking some time to breathe in deeper comfort now. Because at some point at the center of the garden, what sort of availability might possibly be there to recline, stretch out, take it all in? And how this might happen? What else seems important to be aware of? Taking it all in. And maybe even out the corner of your eye, spotting a four-leaf clover. And as you draw your gaze over to that four-leaf clover, just noticing more and more. What an abundant place. Positives just flow through you. And as we take in all these green four-leaf clovers, just this sigh of just enjoying what you're present to now. And taking some deeper breaths into deeper comfort now. It's often been said that silence is golden, and being present to the silence here. What luck to have found this place. Feeling this sense of luckiness. This place is all ours, this gratitude for it. And in the silence here, being present to it, perhaps a gift of some kind might be revealed in this silence. Whatever has come at this time to contemplate it. And just another deep breath, breathing in this secret garden. The gratitude, the four-leaf clover is here. And how lucky we feel to have found this place. Such good fortune. And as the comfort continues to flow all around and all through, encouraging and expecting now a positive image to just freely arise. When that becomes a positive emotional feeling somewhere within, perhaps locating that feeling of gratitude and bringing an image forward easily, effortlessly, naturally, accepting it as it comes. That stands for what we might be grateful for. And what could be sad about this image standing for gratitude? For all that we're so lucky to have. Sometimes, even in the bleakest moments, always being able to find something small that might lead to something big of what to be grateful for, an acknowledgement of what we have. Noticing what's the essential thing about it. And what is the positive feeling, the emotion that comes with this positive image? And it might be helpful to notice the intensity of the emotion anywhere along low to high. What's the intensity of it? And where does that emotion seem to be experienced in the being? And anywhere along from low to high, where it might be now, if it could be possible to exaggerate this feeling, for it to grow in intensity and appreciation, this gratitude for what we have. And fully owning this positive feeling, reclaiming this ownership of this positive feeling all through the mind, back, legs, mind space. And letting it fill up the whole space of your being, owning it fully even more. The energy of this and upliftment to the top of that symbolic staircase. The positive image all around, all through. And with each step down, reinforcing this feeling. Left foot first, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. And Now for the rock in full strength and ownership, anchoring this in the way that seems just right. Using a mind anchor, using the mind to anchor this helps to keep this feeling close. Anchoring it into the mind, becoming a solid thing to be used again and again, even in conscious, outer, awake life, whenever it is so desired. Reinforcing that mind anchor again to the emotion, gratitude, appreciation, what we have, and to the image. And one more time, rock solid mind anchor to the positive emotion and positive feeling, so that even in the conscious, outer, awake life, it becomes alive again with this mind anchor. All the positive emotional feelings bring out some kind of positive physical response. Maybe even noticing that smile within, growing bigger and bigger. That physical response bubbling up through the chest, neck, face. Hands of the mouth turning up into that smile. Smile within becoming a smile without. Even if trying not to smile, the more tried, the more the smile becomes a reality. And that's right, even trying very hard not to smile, the more the smile becomes. Now, it may be difficult to keep from smiling, and the more difficult it becomes, the more the smiling occurs. And letting all those good feelings move through us. And a moment for all that to take place. And perhaps now even imagining some kind of healing light that just flows, allows for comfort from wherever it comes. To imagine as they spoke about it, all around the head, like a light turned on in you, a light of warmth that glows and flows. A tale that's been told many times, and others have known about this healing light. They have experienced it. And perhaps the opportunity is close at hand whenever it comes, even at a later time, just to allow for it. Allow the light of warmth, the healing light, to flow as though it could all through and all around, top of the head, all the way down through to the tips of the toes, even all around, a space to allow imagining. At some point, as they told in these tales, a sense of the glow, the light, the flow of light, concentrating in certain ways. Is it from the mind or outside the mind? Some said, no, it's from the being. To notice where and how it's happening could be interesting. Even some said, perhaps to become aware of a greater warmth in the hands, as though the healing energy pulsates into the hands, becoming aware of warm hands. As though the warm hands are placed on just the right places, emanating the warmth, the flow, the light, the healing light, and receiving it. And to think for a moment, somewhere there is a knowing about it as an ancient healing practice. Somehow knowing about it. Remembering the tales and then remembering that it has always been known and always been available and always there. The idea of the healing light, just familiar. Some people have talked about it, told you about it over and over, and that some had even felt the warmth of the light in their hands. And now comes to this imagining in an even stronger way, or sometime later, getting the sense of warm, healing hands on just the right places. Perhaps bringing even in those feelings of gratitude, abundance, appreciation. How lucky we are that the healing light found us and glows a oneness to receive. The healing hands are placed on all the right places, the warmth of the healing light, the understanding that healing happens. Just allowing a moment further to allow this healing from this light, gratitude for this light, to fully be experienced. And so when the door of now this imagination is just opened a little bit more, getting in touch with what matters most might begin with a simple image. It could be an image that might just possibly come through that crack in the door, an image that symbolizes what's what matters most. What, if it could be so, would that image be like? Imagining could come sooner than later. And yet there's not a huge have to about this, you see, only that in some way, knowing about what matters most could be helpful in some way, somehow to move forward. So if there would be, could be, an image, what would that be like? What might grab attention the most about it? What are the feelings that come up with the image of what matters most? And if this image could say what matters most, what do you imagine it would say? How would it feel to know what matters most from this image? And what might happen if it made sense? What the image said. And whether this makes sense or not, let's trade places. You become the image of what matters most, and it becomes you. We'll trade back in a few moments. And how you do things feel from here. Now that the experience is from the image of what matters most, what does the world seem like through the eyes of the what matters most image? Looking at yourself through the eyes of what matters most. And what might be said? What suggestions? What's the energy like when in the experience of what matters most? Anything more that seems interesting? And so now trading back places. What new understanding might have been achieved from all of this? And how might this help in moving forward? Is there anything more that needs to be shared? And just for a moment or two, calling in our wise one. And when the wise presence is here, what the wise one might have to say about this image of what matters most. How does that feel about what the wise one said? And anything more? And what might possibly be happening next? And feeling this experience and the fulfillment in all its totality and unity. We are taking all the positives from this journey and deepening them. Becoming stronger in belief. Perhaps a glimmer of that four-leaf clover from that secret garden. That image also stays with us in the conscious outer awake life. We're easily coming from a stronger foundation to move forward, to be aware of what matters most, with gratitude and appreciation for what we do have. This is what helps us get through the tough times. Four-leaf clover in our mind, and now at zero to reinforce, and at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release. 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open and wide awake.